I'm here dictating a clinic note on Jared Hunt, J-A-R-E-D, Hunt, H-U-N-T, birthday 10-3-92. Patient with complaints of possible pressure, bursitis on left elbow, past 2 days, vital signs of normal, immunizations up to date, known allergies, current medication, patient with blood pressure medicines, bother, medical history of hypertension, mental health conditions, surgical history, hernia repair, surgical mandible, both ears, surgery on soft palate, closure, present illness, slight swelling and inflammation of left elbow with history of bursitis to left elbow, reportedly to lay on his left elbow while watching TV. Also with skin disruption to left dorsal hand, past few weeks, according to father, he washes hands compulsively with soap. He has symptoms not contributory, past medical history, as above. Physical exam, no appearance, no acute distress, skin. Noted to be slight swelling and erythema to left posterior elbow without increased temperature and duration or evidence of cellulitis. Remainder extremity examination within normal limits, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TM's clear, pupils. Round reactor light accommodation, shock to muscle attack, endoscopic benign, nasal normal cosinate for information. Her exudates, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation and percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurous gallop, abdomen non-continuous without anomaly, neuropsych, guaranteed tennis floor, cranial nerves 2 to 10 intact, with no sensory deficit noted, period effect to normal limits. Additional findings on left dorsal hands of a slightly scaly eruption with some excoriation without evidence of cellulitis or infection. Impression. Early bursitis at the elbow. Neurodermatitis left hand. Patient was given dexamethasone 8 milligram injection and given prescription for Androl and Z-Pak. Also was given prescription for Carson topical place on the left hand. Father was advised to get left elbow brace. If possible, in a few days, if erythema on clearing on the elbow, diagnosis, follow up, isn't he? Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.